What is going on, everybody? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Sound Off Monday, and we are sounding off about the shutdown capitulation from Senate Democrats. Lots of great insights on the text line. Jake from Madison says this: Schumer cannot stay in charge. He has lost control of the caucus, and he's a horrendous messenger. He hurts Dem chances, and the seniority system has to be tossed, especially in these dangerous times. I think there's a lot there, Jake. If you cannot keep control of your caucus, then perhaps step aside. Perhaps step aside. Other reporting this hour, Senator Dick Durbin said that he crossed the aisle last night with seven of his colleagues to allow the funding measure to advance, stating, quote, "I went to him yesterday," meaning Senator Thune, majority leader, "I went to him yesterday and said, eight of us are sticking our necks out, that you're going to keep your word. I hope you will." Dear Dick Durbin and every single last one of you Democrats, you stuck your neck out? You hope that MAGAs will keep their word? No, what you did is you stamped down hard on the necks of every single one of your constituents that won't be able to afford healthcare because you got no real promise from anyone. Haven't you learned by now that a handshake with a MAGA is not worth anything? It's day 294 of Trump 2.0, and we have yet to see a moment of daylight between House Majority Leader Magical Thinking Mike Jackhole Johnson and Donald Trump. They have no backbone, no ability to put any distance between themselves and Donald Trump. If there's one bright or perhaps silver lining of this storm cloud of a Monday, it's that Democrats have yet again demonstrated the fact that some of them think independently of one another. Something that the MAGA crowd can't lay claim to. Ross from Crawford County, I see you. We got Tom from New Berlin saying hello on the text line. So many people, thank you so very much again for all of your input. We really appreciate it. Let's go back to the phones. We got a conservative, I think, on the line. Hey, Gary from Sussex. Been a hot minute. How you doing, sir? What you got for us?
Well, I've been listening to you. You sound like you're pretty hot yourself. So I get a little concerned that we can have a conversation, you and I, together. So I'm going to start out. What I'd like to say is about the SNAP money. A few years back, it was 1 in 40 people in the United States were depending on, you know, food stamps. Now it's 1 in 8. What's changed? I don't know.
Tell me what you think has changed.
I think there's a lot of people scamming the system.
Okay, forget that for a second, because all of the objective analyses of that have not shown that to be true. What else, okay, in addition to that, separately,
Maggie,
I'm asking you a question about the point that you made, Gary. If you taking any fraud that has not been proved at a scale that would show that increase, okay, just taking that off the table, what else do you think has led to the explosion in need?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to tell you that my neighbor drives around in a Lincoln Navigator.
Anecdotes aren't evidence. What else do you think explains the need?
Probably a lot of people coming into this country illegally and claiming that they need...
What I'm trying to do, Gary, is none of the factors that you have stated yet, which is now fraud and illegal immigrants, there is no objective analysis that shows that that could have driven the increase in the need for supplemental nutrition assistance program dollars. So
yeah,
I'm just saying, for the purpose, you may disagree with it, but you and I are having a discussion, and I'm trying to get you to entertain what else be driving the explosion in need.
Well, people are making more money nowadays. The economy is doing well. I don't know.
Gary, what if you're wrong? What if that's not true? What if real wages have not gone up? What if real wage growth in minimum wage earning jobs. We haven't changed the minimum wage since 2009, Gary. So is real wages really going up?
Maggie, you can go to any McDonald's and they're making $15 an hour now. You can go to Burger King.
Gary, then why do we have a minimum wage at 7 1/4? If that's true, it's then ridiculous. Why is the minimum wage at 7 1/4?
Nobody's getting paid 7 1/4.
Then why is the minimum wage at 7 1/4? If what you say is true, why don't Republicans change the minimum wage to $15 an hour?
I don't know, but I'll...
Whoop, there it is. Gary, what I would say, and I want to get back to Gary, so Jacob, if you can keep Gary on the line, I want to continue this discussion. On the other side, we got Jesse from Madison, Ollie from the Northwoods, Joe from Madison, Mike from Southwest Wisconsin. We've got one more phone line open. I want to continue this discussion with Gary because it is so, so very important. We've got to take a couple breaks. I'm going to do a little research in our break so that I can have a more informed discussion with Gary on the other side. Gary's thesis to us is that the explosion in the need for SNAP benefits is due to fraud and illegals. His words. Okay. Let's explore that on the other side. Gary, I want you to stay with me. Okay. And I want us to all consider the question, why do you think the need for nutritional assistance has exploded? And Gary, I want you to give a think on this as we take care of a couple of important messages. Might it be that income and wealth inequality has gotten exponentially worse, exponentially faster over the last 10 years, and why that might be the case? And I want Gary to entertain another question. Sir, if we know that it requires people to make at least $20 an hour to have even a dignity wage where they can pay for the basics, why do we have any income tax until the 45,000th dollar that someone makes? We're going to discuss all that and more on the other side. Don't go away. My discussion with Gary and you continues. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.